Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, and it is 8:20. What? 8:25 already, huh? Yep. 2023. And I just don't know what I can say, really, at this stage of the game, other than to tell you what the Lord Jesus has said in the red letter editions, and that's the best thing to go with in these times of trouble. And so here we go. This is out of Luke 21. And great earthquake, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. This is Luke 21. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Why does old Hawk keep reading all of this? These are the red letters of Lord Jesus. And I always say, Lord, can you give me a scripture? He says, I've already given you a whole bunch of the ones. Do you think they really understand them completely yet? And I said, Lord, I don't know. But he says, go ahead and do what I've shown you to do. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. You got that? And persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Have you got that? And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. You see, it's not about the earthly treasure now, is it? It's about your soul, you see? And you in your patience possess your soul. And so even when Lord Jesus says in verse 16 of Luke 21, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and not all parents, not all friends, not all kinsfolks, but a large number of might. I know a lot of people who would trade you off in a heartbeat for a better tea time at the golf course. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. So people are going to die. You see, people are going to be killed. I bring out right now, where are all the children on Maui? Who sacrificed them to the blood sacrifice to Lucifer? The governor of Hawaii? El Presidente Red China Joe? All of the developers and bankrollers of what they want to put high rises, and they'll put a bronze plaque. This is where the old Lahaina Hotel was at, you know, that have been there since the old whaling days. Oh no, they needed all them people cleared out. Need them cleared out so they can build condominiums and resort hotels and haka laka baka and all that kind of stuff and the casinos and, you know, the whole nine yards. And meanwhile, you killed babies. And now FEMA is blocking, allegedly blocking food and supplies from going into people in Lahaina and the Maui. You're blocking food and supplies while you are only continuity of government. You're not there to help the people. You never have been. You never were designed to be. You never have done it hardly at all. Shoot, I'd rather hire the Cajun Navy. That That's what I'd rather have, is running the FEMA. But that's not what FEMA's about. Federal emergency management, you see. Continuity of government. And continuity, apparently, in Maui, of developers. But you see, there's a whole lot of people that have been put to death. And I guarantee you, energy weapons were used. Electromagnetic pulse weaponry was used there, I guarantee you. And then also, telephone poles fell down. And the fact of the matter is that you can also use tunneling lasers and stuff to create a vacuum and then to blow wild wind up through a situation. But you see, they don't tell you in school about weather warfare. There was a treaty. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States and the Soviet Union had a treaty about weather and space warfare and tectonic warfare. There was a treaty done. A treaty was made not to engage in it. That tells you that all of this stuff is real. You can look up the patents on HAARP and all of that. And I sat and talked. Nick Begich wrote the book. Nick Begich wrote the initial book, No Angels Play This HAARP. I sat for hours and talked to Begich on several occasions here in this metro area, at different mid-American constitutional events where they had stages and they had speakers everywhere. I used to talk to these people and sit down with them and talk to them for a long time. I remember Begich and I talking. I said, Nick, is there anything we could do to create some kind of a force field around us to protect us from this stuff? And then Nick went right down the list and he said, yeah, this could be, you know, bop, bop, bop. I mean, that's the level we got into it on. The thing about it is that he presented all this to the European Union, to their part, to the parliament over there and all that stuff. They believed it. Here, you just think that it's all the weather, man. Meanwhile, just so you know, Hawk and a bunch of people in this area presented stacks of information about chemtrails and weather manipulation and all kind of stuff back in the mid-90s when we had all kind of junk and the spider webs falling out of the sky, you know, and laying all over your furniture and the cars and all that. And then when we tested, that stuff was tested and was toxic and it had Pseudomonas incognitus, you know, all kind of pseudo pneumonia kind of things, biological stuff in it, prehistoric black mold, you know, quartz crystals in some cases. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to say this. Nobody supposedly knows anything about it. Do you think any of these people on TV are the smart, the hairspray types who are on the big anchors? Are they smart enough to even understand it? They're trying to at least bring out in Congress, you know, the alien problem or the alien craft and all of that. The UFOs, but oh no, now they're just, you know, now they're, oh, it's back to the rolling the eyes. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you got alien pond scum in a lot of different places that have been coming here for years, and they're tied in with fallen angels. And Lucifer himself, and I guarantee you Lucifer's on this planet, probably either sitting in Antarctica in an underground base where it's 40 below outside and you go inside and they got the green walls glowing green with all of the glyphs on them. And inside, per Navy SEAL, who went in there and he talked to Linda Moulton Howe about it. And he told her that the temperature outside was 40, 50 below. They used one or two fingers to push on the door, and the door opened automatically. And in a giant hallway, tall ceilings and real wide, and then going on back into a huge rooms and stuff back there. And with glyphs, glyph things all along the wall. Not Egyptian hieroglyphs, but glyphs of different types. And he said that the temperature in there was between 68 and 72 degrees. Because they measured it to see what it was compared to the outside temperature. So I'm going through this a little bit here, but I will tell you is that you up against all of this junk, you see, and total corruption. And what do we got? We got Trump now with his mugshot out there. And I'm going to tell you, it's just going to be really wild. I mean, I would say hopefully he could do something, but I don't know what's going to go on. It's a clown show. It's a bizarro world. Like if you remember Superman when you were a kid, they had the comics where they went to Bizarro World. It was like a parallel universe that was Superman, but they all had blockheads and things were square rather than round, and it was the Bizarro World. It's clowns. This is Ordo Abkayo. Ordo Abkayo. That's 33rd degree. If you have any 33rd degrees out there, you know exactly that's your motto. And that you look up into this rooftop with the stars. You look up there, apparently, from what I've been told. You look up there to in the Washington, D.C., big Masonic deal there, the headquarters. And after you apparently receive the 33rd degree, you look up there and you're looking at Albert Pike, a picture of Albert Pike. And when you do that, you got to understand that Albert Pike, Confederate general, spoke allegedly 17 different languages. But he was a stone cold Luciferian. Stone cold. Anyway, all I can tell you is, and they shall cause, and you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So if you're a Christian, if you believe in Lord Jesus as your Savior, then you're going to be hated by all men for his name. But, he says, there shall not an hair of your head perish. So if you're going to be put to death, how can there be not a hair of your head perish? Because he tells you, you see, you ain't the body necessarily. All right. In your patience, possess ye your souls. So I'm going to tell you, if you stand against the evil and you stand up against it and you try to protect your family, your friends, and incidentally, they're going to start to talk about, you know, locking people up under Fauci's prescription here. If you've not been vaccinated, you can't prove it, then they're going to try to come and get you and put you into the concentration camp. And they'll tell everybody that you're the one causing the new outbreak or spread or whatever it is. And really, it's them. They're the ones that are designing all these bioweapons and unleashing them. They're the ones using the energy weapons and stuff and other factors to burn up Maui so they can redevelop it. And then also gain a few particularly great, you know, Luciferian, you know, sacrifice of blood to him, you see. But then again, when it comes to children, supposedly, there's only 850 or 1,000 people that are missing. Well, there's more kids than that missing from what I understand. I was listening a little bit today to the Health Ranger. and his program on Brady on. But the fact is, I wonder if anybody went in there and did they take children? Did they take children out of there? Did they say, here, kids, let's get on the bus here? And did they take them somewhere so these Luciferian scum can have their way with them? And then kill them and drink their blood for the adrenochrome. I don't know that's what happened, but I'm going to tell you what. There was other operations like this. There was one called Operation Pedro Pan. Pedro Pan. Bo Greitz used to talk about that. Colonel Bo Greitz. And they took kids somewhere and they don't know where. Then there was the Finders case. All tied in with the CIA. Abducting children. Oh, man, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, Vicky Weaver was shot by Lon Horiuchi. She was holding a baby, suckling at her breast. And the wonderful FBI sniper, Lon Horiuchi, killed her ass. She wasn't doing anything. And I met Weaver, and I talked to Bo Greitz and Jack McLam, who went up there, and basically they're the ones who arrested the FBI. They did a citizen's arrest on the FBI. They threw it over the thing. And then they were brought in and asked to see if they could talk Randy Weaver out of there or what have you. So they wouldn't kill the rest of the kids. All right. But the FBI is still killing people. And you remember the cowboy? They did him. Not that many years ago. It's been a longer time now. They fired him up with the snipers. When you have the FBI are now crooks. The FBI are now evil. They are now the secret police. And I don't care if you are supposedly a good guy working the bank jobs and that kind of stuff down here. The fact of the matter is you work for scumbag Luciferian crooks. Totally corrupt. Oh, Ray Ray, go back to Saranac Lake and listen to the Looney Loons. You know, at least he's only getting a $50 haircut now. He used to get the $90 ones. He really had buffooned out. Bodie Bodich used to have the good gel when he was in California, Malibu Bodie. But I'll tell you what, they're secret police. They ain't the FBI. They're not. You know, Eplin Zimbrus Jr. They're not the good guys anymore. Justice Department is not the good guys anymore. Heck, even the IRS people are complaining about how those guys are the ones that are crooked on the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden cases. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. So you have to stand up for Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. You have to protect your family, protect your home, your business, your property. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let not them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with Chad and of them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Well, you're going to see fallen angels, you'll see giants, you'll see all kind of stuff come on the earth. You might see reptilians and different space aliens. And all the we'll see crowd, you know, of the we'll see. Well, when Lucifer's got the plasma fire whip on you, we'll see when he strokes it on your backside down there in the fiery furnace. And there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth, won't there? So I'm going, and I'm going to tell you, you ought to repent of your sins, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, and he knows you're with him and you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. But what's going to come on the earth is going to be crazy. I told you, in my view, I think they've tried to speed up the earth, and I think they did, using large energy technologies from down below in Antarctica, coming up in a jig-jag type energy constructs and then spinning the globe. I think the wobble has been a little bit corrected, perhaps. Maybe not as much as you would think, but maybe they've sped it up enough where the wobble is less, or it tilts the earth just a little bit differently towards the sun. Well, how can they do that? You know, we just have B-52s.
Right.
We do. But we also have spacecraft and solar warding craft, and we have TR-3Bs, TR-4s. I'm going to tell you what. You get up and you neutralize gravity. In neutralized gravity, you can utilize an engine that processes element 115, which is called Muscovium, on the chart. And I remember years ago when it didn't exist, allegedly, except when hearing on Art Bell and hearing about that strange element and all that stuff, and also on Chuck Harder back in those days. And our old buddy Bob Lazar in 89, who came out and talked about S4, how he was working there in Area S4 on Papoose Mountain in Area 51 at designated Area S4. And they have a mountain that opens up. You go inside there, and they had captured spacecraft. Talked about the sport model. Well, it was a disc-shaped craft. I also know through the MMB and through Brother Quayle and his connection to the MMB and tangentially over into me, and where I did help and some others helped them to warn them about an attack coming against them. I was told to say that they had picked up and stolen, that the MMB stole one of the disc-shaped crafts. And this was not the one from Roswell or anything like that, or the one from Norway. This was done afterwards. And they stole it and took it away from the occupants that were in there. And then they blew it out because they knew how to fly it out. I've seen UFOs. I've seen that the TR-4s and stuff in the sky, and they're all illuminated, look like stars. And then when I would hide behind a tree, it would move. Okay. Anyway, this is not about me. This is about Lord Jesus. This is about you and your family and standing up against the evil that's going to come against you. And men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. And lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to put a lot of people to death. They're going to come for you. And if you're unvaccinated, be sure there's going to be more stringent controls or attempted stringent controls. But I'm going to tell you, you say in the name of Lord Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not coming with you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm protecting myself and my family and not allowing you to kill me. But now, on the other hand, I'm telling you, anybody who took the jab, rightly, wrongly, whatever, and there's people that did not know, they have got this stuff active inside you. This graphene oxide, the graphene, the hydrogels that are forming meshes and self-reconstructing stuff. And now I find out that on long-term Glargine or Lantus is a brand, insulin, and also on the Humalog, a short-time insulin that you do with the meals, that apparently, according to Dr. Mihaela with Cliff Carnicom and some others who had done research on this stuff, she did the dark field microscopy that in the, apparently in Lantus and Humalog, I don't know about the others, there's some others, that they had the same stuff that was in the vaccine, the mRNA stuff with these hydrogels or with these graphene oxides or whatever, but that when she looked at it under the microscope, the dark field microscopy techniques, she saw the same stuff start to create and to self-assemble its stuff inside of the sample she put on the slides from these different insulins. Your doctor won't know about it because most of the doctors, not all, and I know some good doctors who did not want to do any of this stuff and who did not advocate it. And some were, did not take the shots, but then some did because they had to keep their jobs. And then after they did it, they got deathly ill. And then they started listening to the research doctors telling them what the heck was really going on with this stuff. And now they're going to do it again. And in the central Medicare and Medicaid system guidelines now, allegedly, have been put out, allegedly, I heard from a doctor who works along with different Medicare, Medicaid patients, and those, some of them in old folks homes, retirement homes, nursing homes. And he said that the centralized Medicare, Medicaid system guidelines have been put out, and they're going to go back to no visitors for the people in the nursing homes, lockdown, mass, weekly testing. And if you don't do that, then you're not going to get Medicare or Medicaid. So they're going to force them into doing all of that again. And you're going to see grandma and grandpa up there in the window, and then the kids and the grandkids are out there trying to touch the window from the outside, and then there'll be SWAT teams to keep them off the grounds. All right? and you'll have more and more people die and you, all this stuff, and you got total chaos, which is Lucifer's thing. And I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus, Archangel Michael, the other archangels, I pray you will come down, and when you come, that you will come, Lord Jesus, as you said, with a sword in your mouth, and that you will take out the Luciferians and the 200 million man army at Harmageddon. But until then, you've got to hold. You've got to stand in the gap. You've got to put on the full armor of God and then put on your PASGAT helmet or your Mitch helmet or your FAST helmet. Incidentally, once again, Tactical Helmets, TACHelmets.com, TACHelmets.com. They got sales on new type military helmets where you can fit your night vision goggles. You can fit everything on them. They're the latest and greatest, and they've got them on sale for as low as $149. Brand new. And they will turn their New Jersey rated level 4 type stuff. You can take a, you know, you get hit in the helmet with a 30 caliber with the 308, .762 by 51 or whatever, or lesser, then it will turn that one round. I'm not telling you it's not going to hurt your head or maybe knock you down, maybe even knock you out, but it's not going to penetrate the helmet. They got level 4 helmets for about $150. You can also go up and get level 4 body armor at sportsmansguide.com. Sportsmansguide.com. And if you got one of them tachelmet.com helmets and you got some body armor level 4, that's going to help to protect you and your family if you've got the money to do it. If you're sitting out there and you got, you know, there's people that you're just regular people who've got, you know, $500,000 in a 401 or that kind of stuff. Corporate, regular mid-level corporate job kind of stuff. Who've been there 20, 30 years, that kind of thing. And if you don't have 3.5 years of food for your family in your basement or your pantry, 3.5 years is the, I believe that's the great tribulation, don't you think? But certainly at least a year or 2 years or 3.5 if you can afford it. And if you don't have body armor, if you do not have nuclear, biological, chemical gear or C-burn, you want to be new and greatest and latest, C-burn protection with military-grade gas masks, with military-grade full NBC protection filters, and get extras. Don't necessarily buy the surplus 40-millimeter and then get this cheap old mask or one of them Russian goofball-looking bug masks. They don't any good because the rubber is worn out, got cracks and junk in them usually. You got to buy something brand new. This one that I see now, I don't know, I used to be able to get this stuff from other places, but Myra, M-I-R-A, seems to be the manufacturer. Myra, M-I-R-A. You're going to have to get you a military-grade mask, military-grade filters, and then you need to get Tyvek F quality or better anti-radiation suits with the booties and everything to cover your combat boots, or with the big rubber boots for chemical-proof rubber boots and with the big chemical-proof rubber gloves. The radiation tablets, the KI, you know, potassium iodide tablets, iodate tablets. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go the wrong way. How do we know that? Because I read to you from the red letter edition of Lord Jesus saying it in Luke 21. I read you Luke 24. We then read the antidote is preparation, right? Luke 25, parable of the wise and foolish virgins. You better have the lamp oil for your lamp and extra wicks and extra glass and whatever you got there that you got to need, you know. the chimney, you know, whatever. You got to better have a group of it. Better have a couple different lanterns, all right? Get the big blue Dietz Jupiters or the Petromax or whatever it is you want to get. I tell you, people, Hawk, you know, you got a little whore body armor. That's pretty heavy stuff. I like to move fast. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You want to move fast, you want to take one in the butt. You know, you want to take one in the back, you know, while you're running away fast, you know. I'd rather be in the spider hole looking out, waiting on them. In a line of fire where you've got it chalked out in a nice wide line of fire, and you funnel them into your line of fire. And then if wait until they get to a certain point and you can drill them, and that's somebody who's coming to you to take your life or to take your goods or to take your home or to steal your family away to rape and do what they want with them. This is going to be serious. Now, let me tell you. All these new bricks, kind of interesting, isn't it? All the new bricks, and there'll be more coming around the pike on those, and more that will adapt into those and tie up of it and just honor them, even if they're not full-blood members. Not a day out of the United States. Big C-17s. Fort Bliss kind of style, going on the northern route, apparently, to Europe. Taking a lot of supplies and equipment, perhaps, you see. And at least five C-130s from Arkansas. I believe they're going the northern route, too. We're getting ready for the war! And do you think that there's going to be, just like it was in World War II and all of that? No. There'll be martial law. And the martial law will be done by NORTHCOM, you see. And they will try to then activate their lists where they'll say to the sheriff's deputies and the police officers, tell your family to come to the secret place and we will take them to a secret protection zone where even you won't know, Mr. Deputy, or you won't know, Sergeant Joe or Patrolman Smith, you know. And that's so that you can't be tortured and tell where all the families are at. We will protect them. No, what they're going to do is use them against leverage to get you to kill your own people in your own city or your own county. Or maybe they try to move you like they're doing a GNU with, you know, old Greg Evenson, he talked about this with me a lot of times. We talked about how all the Illinois state troopers had a red sealed deal already. They had like a red sealed DVD and then open it only in case of a declared emergency when that they tell them to open it. They put it in the computer and then a lot of them, if they're in Southern Illinois, they're going to ship them to Chicago. If they're from Chicago, they're going to ship them into Central Illinois. They're from Central Illinois. They're going to ship them to Southern Illinois. You see what I'm saying? And get you out of your district. Oh, but your family will be protected. Well, who's going to guard them? Or will they even guard them? Or will they protect them as well as the people in Maui have been protected? And I go back to Maui because the similar thing happened before Katrina. Katrina was a generated storm. Weather weapons generated storm, hurricane. But prior to that, there was a group of people who were some of the wealthiest people in New Orleans who lived in Audubon Place. And they had their Audubon Place up on St. Charles, you know. You go up on the street car up on the St. Charles, you get off there by Tulane, and you go over there and the Audubon Place be there. Yeah. But you can't just walk on in there now, Sheriff, because they got guards. They got for real guards with guns. All right. But they had some of them guys who went to New York City to line up financing to build hotels and casinos all up and down the inland waterways in Louisiana, coming up from the Gulf all the way up into New Orleans. And then when New Orleans was dead, so they could build stuff back up. And then what they were told, or what they told the people, is, we shall correct the mistakes of our forefathers who brought in too many slaves, Negro slaves. That's what they would say, you see. And we shall correct that by making sure that people move out of New Orleans, and then that way we can redevelop it. And that did happen. They did go to New York to try to get financing. And then right after that, they start to come back, and then boom, there the storm comes. Cat 5 hurricane. And all that was going just as planned, you see. Going just as planned, and then General Honoré stepped in there. General Honoré stepped in and changed the picture a little bit. And then it got publicized a lot and all of the different things. And so New Orleans is different, but yet it still retains a large portion of what it used to be. And people have moved back. Some haven't. But that's the exact same thing happened with this Maui deal, but with a little bit different type of thing. They had fire rather than water. But we got all kind of fires in Canada, and there are people, you can't get in there. If you can't get in to save your house, if you're in there, you can't get out. Can't get supplies. FEMA's denying supplies, allegedly, in Maui. They can't get food or water to any of the people who are left. And forbidding any videos or any pictures to be taken. At point of gun. Same way with Canada. Now up in California, a lot of fires up there. Washington State, fires. And you're going to see more of that. Because don't you know it's dry and there's droughts and blah, 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 blah. And I watched the weather manipulation on the University of Wisconsin Mimic. I can watch it and I read it and look at it on almost a daily basis, sometimes several times a day, at the various domains to watch them do it. And I still see them denying moisture and continuing the drought on the west coast of the United States. You're going to see huge fires here coming up here pretty quick, I guarantee you. And I pray that it's not going to be around paradise again, although you can better believe it might be. And to all the Cubs out there, all the Cubs, stand proud and carry a firearm when you're out there with the shovel and the bucket brigades. All the Cubs, may the Lord bless you and protect you against all evil. So we got a lot of transports, 5 C-130s out of Arkansas, allegedly going the northern route to Europe. And Maui's a total cover-up. And meanwhile, Red China Joe and Hunter, they just keep blowing past all these deadlines of all these statute of limitations. And Red China Joe just stays on vacation. And Hunter's with him, allegedly. And they just stay under the protection of the Secret Service and on the move from this beach house to that lake house to this place. This is no longer the America you were told about in grade school. It could be, but it's beyond that. I'm going to tell you what, it's put a fork in it. We're about done. Now I'm going to tell you what, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed, most welcome. Could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. A check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And I'm going to tell you what, Brother Quayle, it's at stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. He can get you gold. He can get you silver. Sign up for his private briefings in the Steve Quayle 2.0 or Q-Files 2.0. But whatever you do, get plenty of his books that are left and get the DVDs. Lies of Men and Gods, talking about the agenda of the fallen angels. Get his Giants book if he's got any of them left. Get the, you know, Antarctica book, the one under the, you know, under the ice, you know. Get the Xenogenesis. All the different books that Brother Quayle has. Aliens, Fallen Angels, Terminated. The End of Man is Near. That's, I'm going to tell you what, it's the end of man is here, is what he's saying. And while we still can do it, in Indochina, the Montagnards, you see, the yards, the mountain people, where each village has a slightly different language or dialect. And this is all over Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Shan states, Burma or Myanmar. You'll see villages in the mountains all through that region. The Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, that's with a Y, 17067. Nunamaker Bible Project. And what we do is right now, and I told you last night, really good news, wonderful news. They were building a new church because of a home church grew from about 4 or 5 people and grew up to 200-300 people and still growing. So they're building a church that was costing them $22,000 to build the church. Would you like to know if your building fund could do that? You know what I'm saying? And put something up. But they're putting up a church building to handle the new growth of those who are believers in the Lord Jesus, who are saved and on the Lord Jesus' side and Jesus on their side, in spite of the suppression by the governments of many of those countries I just mentioned. So Nunamaker Bible Project. And last night I told you, we're giving the Bibles away again. They're now being made back again at the printers in the various dialects. You get the Bible and a songbook. And at that church for $22,000, last Friday, 11,000 had come in, and they needed 22, but they were still working on it. They were buying stuff and putting it up as they went. They didn't have the rest of it to do. But in between then and now, from various different donors, the full, I believe, 22,000 came in to build the church and complete it. Isn't that, that's magnificent. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you. So let's see if we can get some more Bibles out there and create some more of these churches. At least over there, where they're hungry for the word of our Savior. They're hungry for the relationship, the direct relationship with Lord Jesus. And while you're at it, say a prayer for Dave and Debbie and have Lord Jesus, will you go to Dave and Debbie Nunamaker? Will you go to them right now, Lord? Will you touch them right now? Will you touch the eyes of Debbie? Will you touch the body of Dave? Lord Jesus, will you then remove any impediments? We remove any illness. We remove any problems or trouble and restore them back to more full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be pretty exciting to be alive, but I'm going to tell you what. If you do not have water purification, Berkey filters, and extra ones of those, if you ain't storing up water, in other words, if you don't have water blocks or water, a smaller carrying size, containers for water, then I suggest you get them. If you don't have food, and get as much as you can, get as much as you can, all right, of the long-term storage food and of canned goods. And it's best to have the full meal. I say in a soup or something like that. Or you got your meat, potatoes, vegetables, and you're already in the thing. You can get the small cans of tomato juice or tomato soup or Camel soup, but then you got to add water to them. So why not get them with the water in it? And these are not perfect foods. These are not health foods and all of that. But if your power goes out, what do you got? If you got nothing to go to, no grocery store to go to, and you got no gasoline. And heck, the way Biden's going, you won't even be able to have two beers a week or two glasses of wine a week. That's going to be the punishment, you see. They're going to lock you down, take away your, you can't even have a drink. And I'm not advocating the drinking necessarily. But I'm just saying, this is a totalitarian, Luciferian, communistic, red China Joe, don't you know, stink butt, secret police, Beamer regions with NORTHCOM soldiers. And then we have to ask the Red Chinese to come in and help, because there's total chaos in America, you see. You're going to see stuff happen in Mexico. You're going to see stuff happen in our Southwest. California is getting to be about gone, at least in the cities. Chicago, goofy is all get out. New York, all the different cities where they got Soros people. Don't you think it'd been easier just to arrest him? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at the point where I'm getting worn down, let me tell you. But I still got fight left in me, but I'm going to tell you, it's just like the wearing down or the wearing out of the of people at the end of time, you see. And I've known a lot of what I know and a lot of what I've talked about here on the show and stuff I've even forgotten. I've known it since 1972, and I've been working against the Luciferian New World Order since then. And that's had a price all along the way, and I've worked all kind of stuff over the years and done fairly well, and I've been, what I would just say, middle class. But I'm going to tell you what, you get to where you don't have what you got if you go ahead and lick spittle into the game, you see. And I remember I was asked to work for a certain current senator of Illinois. I'm glad I didn't. But I sure would have some real nice suits and shiny shoes if I did. Had other kind of opportunities that I did not take because I did not want to compromise. And I was always told to shut up, you know. Well, I don't shut up. Because I'm going to tell you what, I work for the true CIC, Lord Jesus, and, you know, he doesn't pick perfect people. Let me tell you, I am not. I'm a sinner, you know. And I have to repent myself. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm perfect yet or any kind of thing like that, because I'm not. But I sure know who Lord Jesus is, and I've unequivocally talked about Lord Jesus, your potential best deal in town, you see. It is the best deal in town. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll wash you clean. And ask him, Lord, Lord, I'll stand in the gap against the evil until you come. But where can I place my family for true sanctuary? And then when you ask him that directly, and be specific, because he's busy, okay? When you pray to Jesus, be specific if you can, because he's busy. But he'll listen to your prayer and ask him the question, and he will provide you the answer if you allow him to provide it to you. Don't think you hear it. If you don't hear it, then you didn't hear it. You better stay where you're at. So all kind of stuff. Getting ready to go down. Probably Trump, a trial will be televised, you see. All I can tell you is you better not go into their Luciferian night without a fight. If you don't have a firearm, go get one today or tonight, tomorrow. And you need a minimum of 1,000 rounds for every firearm you have, if you particular caliber. And that's hard to do. So if you can't do anything more than borrow a 22 rifle from Uncle Joe, or get you a 12-gauge shotgun from Grandpa John, okay? Get you a 357 Magnum. Or whatever it is you can get. And go get some more ammunition for it. I've talked to you about Body Armor and TAC helmets, TAC helmets, TACHelmet.com. That is not a bad thing to have. So like I say, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your property, your business, your home, your car. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your particle beam weapons and laser weapons against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against the enemies of a constitutional Bill of Rights America. Bandango Ranger, I know you're ready. D. Lieutenant Tana. Mickey LaPool, you're the best on the 338. Hand to hand. But squeeze that trigger when you're on it, Mickey. Don't jerk it. Road and track and little L. You might be doing a little Muay Thai tonight, I don't know. But the Lord Jesus loves you. Be fully embraced in his arms. And know that he will assist you all along the way. And stay into the reading of your science, your math, the history, as well as in the martial arts and ninja ways. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.